Good afternoon, dear listeners. We welcome you back on Rim Radio, live from its studios. It's Amina Sayed, serving you the most leading news of the hour. Your news, our business. For the headlines in a warning bulletin from the level of orange vigilance, a heat wave starting from tomorrow, Tuesday, until Thursday in a number of the kingdom's regions. Beit Mal al-Quds al-Sharif Agency launches social assistance operation in Holy City. Internationally, a political impasse in Israel, a general strike in various cities, a rejection of judicial reforms, and increasing pressure on Netanyahu, who refuses to make concessions. And now we jump into details. The General Directorate of Meteorology reported that a heat wave is expected to be recorded, with high temperatures ranging between 36 and 41 degrees from Tuesday to Thursday in a number of regions of the kingdom. And the directorate indicated in a warning alert bulletin from the level of orange alert that it is expected to record high temperatures ranging between 38 and 41 degrees in Awsard, Tata, Esazag, Smara, Tarudant, Layoun, Bujdur, and Wad al-Dahab. The directorate added that it also expected to record high temperatures ranging between 36 and 38 degrees in Faqih bin Saleh, Yusufiya, Marrakesh, Agadir, Idawatan, Shtouka, Ait Baha, Inzigan, Ait Milul, Tantan, Tarfaya, and Shishawa. In other news, Morocco's flag carrier Royal Air Maroc, RAM, announced Monday that it will deploy an exceptional flight program during the summer season with the implementation of an offer of 6.2 million seats on more than 90 destinations. On the eve of a summer season that promises to be exceptional, Royal Air Maroc is deploying an enhanced flight program on most of its destinations. Thus, the national airline is preparing to meet strong demand for its flights in a buoyant context marked by a good recovery in business travel and tourism. Royal Air Maroc will put in place an offer of 6.2 million seats on more than 90 destinations across the four continents, said RAM in a statement. This increase in supply follows the restoration of almost all routes that were suspended during the health crisis and opening of new routes in 2022, such as Tel Aviv, Dubai, Seville, Porto. The Beit al-Mal al-Quds al-Sharif Agency launched on Saturday in the Holy City the social assistance operation aimed at the needy population of al-Quds on the occasion of the holy month of Ramadan, funded by the Kingdom of Morocco up to $100,000. More details with Maryam bin Isa.
On the occasion of the holy month of Ramadan, the Beit Mal al-Quds al-Sharif Agency launched Saturday in the Holy City the social assistance operation dedicated to the unprivileged Maqdisis. This assistance was financed by the Kingdom of Morocco up to $100,000. The number of beneficiaries of this assistance reached this year about 124 families of orphans sponsored by the agency, 500 needy families, and individuals from six social and charitable institutions, 131 school guards, and 80 families in vulnerable situations. The beneficiaries were selected by social specialists from the agency Rabat Observatory according to precise criteria under the supervision of the agency's Programs and Projects Coordination Office. This operation includes food aid delivered to the beneficiaries that covers the needs of families for 1 month. It consists of the 22 most commonly consumed products as well as some nutritional supplements.
On international soil, Israel entered into a political impasse and severe chaos on Monday due to the far-right government's projects for judicial reforms, which were met with a general strike and massive demonstrations in various cities. And with the increase in demonstrations today, Monday, the government coalition appears deeply divided over the next steps and whether it will decide to back down or move forward. The head of the General Federation of Trade Unions in Israel announced this morning that he will coordinate a long-term strike in order to prevent the passage of the government's judicial reform legislation, which has been widely rejected in the country for 3 months. In sports news, yesterday evening, Sunday, the national team conducted its first training session in Spain at the Real Madrid training ground in anticipation of the friendly match that will bring them together tomorrow, Tuesday, with the Peruvian national team. The match will take place on the grounds of the Civitas Metropolitano Stadium in Madrid at 9:30 p.m. local time, 7:30 p.m. Moroccan time. Walid Regragui, coach of the national team, focused during the training session, which Ezzedine Unahi missed due to injury, on eliminating fatigue. With this, we end our newscast. Stay tuned for more news coverage here on Rim Radio Studios. See you again next time.